Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
Ooh. Okay.
Scare me.
Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. With your hosts, Mark the Arcturian, the Paranormal, and Hollywood, Tony B. And now, the return of the greatest talk show that will ever be.
See, that's not the most mildly entertaining talk show or the okay talk show or the second best talk show. Now it's the greatest talk show that will ever be, and I am the greatest host that will ever be. That's me being very humble, the most humblest man in existence. Welcome aboard. Hello, how you doing? And due to uncommon unfortunate circumstances, the show's going to be a half hour. 15 minutes are going to be spent on live on the air, and the other 15 minutes are going to be spent in archive. You're going to have to come back and listen. Because tonight, we're talking about the Galactic Emporium. No commercials. No bumpers. We don't have time. Whatever the stream is, this is how much time they're giving us. So this is how much time I'm going to take. And that's just what the universe gave us. That's what just happened. I didn't set a duration for the show, so I get 15 minutes. So here we go. The Galactic Imperium, what is it? Well, the entire universe is run by a systematic system of systems, okay? Now, the universe itself, the essential being of beings, the creator of all things and all things that is the being of the infinite infinites, which is creation and reality in itself and the memory that we are and the thought of God, et cetera, et cetera. Although God is a human construct, so we don't use that term because it is far more. So whatever you think of God is, realize that what is the creator of everything is far more than the concept of your human mind that has taken God to. And so reality is a breathing, living being of morality and true temperament that is based upon balance and sagacity. And so in that needs regulators, right? You have a large system of apparati. You need operators to operate the apparati. And when the operators operate the apparati operate how the operators operate them correctly. And you know and you understand if you are an operator of the apparati, right? Or you are the apparati itself. Are you the apparati? No. Are you the operator of the apparati? No. Or are you? Well, some are and some aren't. Now, the entire universe being a living, breathing being, having operators operating the operations of the operations, there are many. In America and reality and existence in ourselves, we know that there are the judiciary, the legislative and the executive, their presidents, their the Senate, the House, and even in great Rome itself, there was the Emperor of Rome, the Senate, the Council, all of that. So in the universe, there are many exact similarities because it's divided into known reality, into quadrants of existence in which things exist. Now, the entire breath of existence is governed by the Galactic Federation. And most of you might think it's the Galactic Federation of Light. And it is most like and similar to Star Wars, the Galactic Senate, where there's just a whole bunch of beings together deciding things and the goings-on of existence. Now, we here on Earth are on the far reaches of existence because we are so far away, as you heard last week, and you should go back and listen. Thank you, World Generation Podcast. Go back and listen and understand that we are so far away that they had the pyramid of Mars to get here, but then they blew it up, so they had to come here, and they got here, and the humans said no, but that doesn't matter, because whatever, the Galactic Federation exists, it exists over everything. They make the laws and bylaws and things like that. So, that is comprised of a Senate, much like Star Wars, but an Emperor, much like Star Wars as well. Not an Emperor, though, the leader of the Galactic Federation is the leader of existence on the plane of the alien extremity of outer space. So, it is like the Emperor in a sense, but not in an evil capacity. Yes, for a second it was evil, but he is gone now. Now a non-corporeal runs the Galactic Federation and is in charge, installed unanimously. Okay? And if you want to know what a non-corporeal is, ask the ghost next to you. Or use your power to open the door and let him go. Because here's the thing about spirits. If you open the door, all you have to do is say, hey, the door is open. They'll go right to it. Show them the light. They cannot resist. So, the entire existence, and here's the Galactic Federation coming in and running the regulatory everything. If you read... it would be the Vorgons and the president of the universe, the galaxy, Zizod, Bibble, Brox, or whatever. Hey, that's the kind of hierarchy you're looking at there with the Galactic Federation. But that is not the only sector of existence and sector of beings that do exist around the perpetual operations of this apparati, which is creation itself. The apparati is creation. The operators are the Galactic Federation, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then you have the beings of infinite power and moreover godlike ability in the sense of they control every aspect of being that isn't regulated by edict and hyperbole. And those are the guardians of, not the galaxy, the guardians of the universe. See, the guardians of the galaxy spinoff of Guardians of the Universe. Guardians of the Universe are different than the Guardians of the Galaxy because the Guardians of the Universe consists of and not maybe more of than the following, the Guardian of Balance, which of course is Thoth, the Egyptian god of balance, as currently right now it is. Of course, there is the Death. Death is a guardian of existence. Mechalem Chamavis, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I apologize to him every time I say it, Mechalem Chamavis, Death. The Lord of Time, it's an honorary title, somebody who maintains time, existence, but the librarian of the Akashic Records would be one of these galactic guardians, and of course, balance, we said that, and love, and the muses, and all of those things, the guardians of existence, the beings who hold reality together, okay, and if you were a guardian, guardian of the light, guardian of the spirit, guardian of the trees, guardian of the ocean. Once a guardian, always a guardian, whatever reality. And guardians ho, and you have a record. Your record is only allowed to be read by the guardian, who is the librarian in the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records is a location of being. Akashic Records is a etheric cloud location, but envisioned in reality as a library, much as in, if you watch The Magicians, it is similar to that as well. Popular culture tends to emulate what is going on over there as they try to assimilate and disseminate into our reality, their reality. So making us real as who we are. So, okay, there you go. There are seven seats at a table. Seven seats at a table, six of them are occupied, one remains empty. Three people sit at one side, three people sit at the other. The three people who sit on one side are the three beings who are in charge of their respective quadrants and sections of existence as we know it. And there is an empty spot. Balance is always in balance. There were three from the dark reaches of existence and three from the light. You would think of them as grays and the white ones and the lizards and those people. There are seven of them, right? But one of the chairs is empty. I'll let you imagine what you think that one is. I would say we are on it, the empty. Earth has no representation, right? We are a collective being of power and might, and yet we have no voice at the table because why would you? Nobody wants it, right? But if somebody would take it, then everybody would want it. So nobody should have it. And that's how that remains. So you have the Guardians of the Universe. You have the Galactic Federation. You have whatever we were just talking about. The table. At the table. Then you have the Uncharted. Then you have the Exile. There's a whole portion of space that's just outland, exile, where the beings of unfathomable unfathomness have been exiled. They cannot come back far beyond the outer rim. There's that dark area, the dark space. There's the earthly realm. Of course, we are here far away. That is why it is either in dreams or telepathy in which we communicate. And part three of Paradox will be the communication through the telepathic ideals of existence, which is, in essence, not words. See, we tend to think as communication through words, and telepathy is words, yes, but it's words through thought. But it's not just words, it's emotion, it's feeling. But it's not just a feeling, it's being stuck in. But how are you going to communicate with somebody on the other side of reality? There are many ways, and one of them is in the death door corridor. They all end up together. Like in Beetlejuice, when you die, there's the doorways. Like in reality, when you die, McCollum opens the door. Any ghost can go through. When they go through that door, they have a choice of what door to go through. You want to go on to heaven. Do you want to, or your ultimate final judgment may not be heaven, but you can choose to go on. You do not know where you're going to go. You might have been judged unworthy and deemed and burned forever in the pits of fire, which is a real place. It's that the devil doesn't exist anymore because he was conquered long ago. Okay? He was conquered long ago. But the realms of hell must exist because there are beings who believe that they are outside of morality. Even if the God of Israel, right, even if the Old Testament God, who is not the New Testament God, who is not the God of Jesus, that God is a fraud, right, even he stands what he did. And even he knows what it is. Now, I guess we're going to be live, or we might just end, but we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be in archive, if you want to call. Sorry about that. I'm Hollywood Tony B, and this is the greatest talk show that will ever be. Welcome back. We're going to take a smoke break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, and we'll see you then, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under Spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Everyone to the archive edition of the greatest talk show that will ever be. We just told you the entire outline of the universe as we know it, depending on where you are in existence. Now, our closest and neighbors are the Greys and the lizard people, the reptilians, the Greys, the Syrians, whatever. You know, I mean, if you're Arcturian, if you're marked Arcturian, you know. Isn't it funny? Long ago in a galaxy far, far away, but I digress. So, the Galactic Federation and the Guardians of the Universe and the 7 Seats and the 7 Tables and the Quadrants of Existence and an entire being, a being of creation, that is the ember in which we sit and then exist with in its multiple forms, coalesced in multiple forms. So, here's a meta concept for all you out there, whether you care or not. The concept is that eventually we die here, consciousness moves on, then you move on from there. And then, like I said, you open the door, the ghosts have a choice, they can go through the door. And when they go through the door, they have many corridors, and they can, like Beetlejuice, they can do whatever they want. They can go into heaven, they can go to hell, like we said, we understand there's no devil. He's gone, long destroyed, with the other angels that have died as well, and you know they have. You can go around and complain and say they haven't. And yes, we're here. We're in this reality. We're in this universe where maybe none of that did happen, but it did happen. It's on your record. You remember it. You know you remember it. And if you don't, then you should, and you do, because it's there. Because you can read your own record. There are three people who can read the record that you have, your Akashic record, the librarian, or anybody who has been a librarian, you yourself or creation itself. Okay? Anybody who's ever been a librarian now understands and can read. It's important later on. So they walk through the door. They can either go back and do it all again. Reincarnation, it's a thing. You can do it if you want. Go back and do it again. Or you can go right on to heaven, or you will get sent to hell. But when you choose to go on to heaven, you will be judged at that point with balance and toss and the feather against your heart. How have you been? And what have you done? You will be judged accordingly and sent where? Or you can to wander the universe and see things that are there and see how reality is, because reality exists on many planes of existence. We are currently existing in many different levels and phases of existence here, there, and there are beings who exist on every level of that, like Quantumania and so forth. Things exist here, things exist there. We are all part of everything, and there are many phases and interphasic beings that live interphasically with other beings and other realities, and we all share it together. And here we are, sharing it together in reality. Earth, on the outside, in the far reaches of space. We are the far reaches of existence. The Earth is the far reaches of the universe. We are the far reaches of existence. We are out there. We are the ones that they say, well, out there, there's a planet, right? There's a planet out there of beings who are descendants of the gods, descendants of the Anunnaki. There are beings out there on a planet, descendants of the gods. So they set forth in their ship. They set forth to the pyramid, not knowing of the people who were there. But because when the pyramid on Mars was destroyed, the Galactic Federation sent an armada to the location, however, you would think, oh, well, that's long time, man. It's on the other side of existence, and even the fastest out the wormhole technology that exists. You cannot fix the pyramid of Mars from the other side of existence that brings it here. The Earth became inaccessible, and here we are. Any ship that has landed here, any being that found themselves here, found themselves exiled, which was like the Dropas. When the Dropas landed here, when the Dropas crashed in Asia, there was no way for them to get back. They were one-way trip. There was no way to get back. They came through the pyramid, but they couldn't get back. No way to get back. The Dropas crashed on Earth, intermingled with the humans, and there you go. You have the entire population of Asia. Stepping out. Okay. Area 51, right? Those aliens so far from home, like Voyager, okay? Like Voyager. They send out to the pyramid, and as they get closer to Earth, they start hearing our broadcast. They start seeing our broadcast. They start seeing us. They start learning about us, and the closer they get, the more they learn, and they send ships out ahead to infiltrate and learn, and they're here. And they decided to offer us acceptance into the Galactic Federation because they thought, well, we might as well, because the evil is coming and we should warn the humans. And guess what? Because it wasn't unanimous, the humans said no. Actually, 99.999% of the humans said yes. It doesn't really matter when you come into a democracy that is dictated by the minority. So the humans will remain ignorant about what is going on. Alas, fear not, for the great menace is no longer a threat, and the great Imperium is saved once more. The darkness that was set to overwhelm all of reality has been quelled in a symbolically joyful gesture of annihilation and retribution upon the good for the evil. And no longer must we fear the invasion upon reality from the darkness, which guises itself as large beings of light. And we've talked about that in the show. You know, you see a shadow, you see a big old freaking shadow, a large thing out there. Oh, scary. It's tiny, man. They're tiny. Demons are tiny. They're all tiny. The bad guys are small and make themselves look big. That's a secret that we gave you in the universe. And next week, we're going to give you some more information about what's going on. I just told you about the hierarchy of existence and what's going on. Oh, well, last week we talked about the judges, the Galactic Council of Judges, in which we are all currently participating. I forgot to mention them. The Galactic Council of Judges. We talked about it last week, though. The Galactic Council of Judges, they are set aside from the other factions in which I stated, and their goal is much like the Supreme Court to dictate. And there are a lot of us, a lot of humans out there. If you're up at 2:30 in the morning, where you are, 4:30, 2:30, 3:30, depending on in America or equivalent around the world, you are paying attention. They need you there and so. But we're going to talk about communication next week. We're going to talk about the emotion of telepathy and how and where to do it. We're going to talk about reality itself. We talked about last week about how we got here to this new reality. We talk about the hierarchy of existence and the Galactic Federation now, this week of everything. Now we're going to put it together with all the power in which we have, in which we are have, in which we have and through our travels gain. Because again, each of you should know and understand that you are one of the oldest beings in existence. If you are an earthling, if you are a human, you currently hold the distinction of being older in spirit than any being who has existed. Doesn't that make you feel good? Even the lowest of you human person, even the lowest of us can say without a shadow of a doubt that we are older than any being who has ever existed in every and any reality. I'm Hollywood Tony P. And we will see you next week with Paradox Part 3 on The Greatest Talk Show. Please be sure to join us for our other shows on the World Generation Podcast Network. We have the Party Cast, the UWA is having a new show, and of course, the Alpha 2 Omega, GTA Online. It's just a whole bunch of good stuff on the World Generation Podcast Network. But this is the greatest talk show that will ever be, and I am Hollywood Tony P, and thank you guys for joining us. And like I said, just come back. We'll give you information. If you don't care, you don't care. If you aren't listening, you're not listening. But if you're supposed to, you will. Just remember, if it didn't happen today and it was supposed to, it will happen tomorrow. And today was just the piece of the programming stepping stone to get you to tomorrow. If you fail today, you might succeed tomorrow, because every success stems from failure. And if it doesn't, then you're one lucky mofo. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Hollywood Tony P, your champion from oblivion. We are out of here. We'll see you guys next time on the greatest talk show that will ever be on the World Generation Podcast.
a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.